Tuesday, January 21st, 1986. The chapel speaker is Dr. Alfred Fremder. His text comes from Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14, and his sermon theme, Spiritual Exercise.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning is one verse from today's epistle, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14. Solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. In Christ Jesus. Last Thursday in chapel, we heard how C.F.W. Walther, with trembling, faced the responsibility of the pastoral office, the shepherding of a flock of God. Today, our text tells us how to prepare for this awesome responsibility. Our text tells us how to avoid being spiritual weaklings, how to exercise spiritually, how to become spiritually mature, so that we can discern both good and evil, and so distinguish the one from the other. And this we should strongly desire, not only for our own eternal welfare, but also to help us bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. The inspired writer of Hebrews is writing to people who have shown a labor of love toward God's name and have ministered to the saints, but have also been slothful, lazy, and have been dull of hearing. These Christians were not making spiritual progress in the truths of God's word. Why? Because they did not exercise spiritually. They had not become spiritually mature of full age because they had not used the word of righteousness. They had not used this word to exercise or train their minds and hearts, and so they had not become skillful in the word of righteousness. Apparently, the discernment of both good and evil was lacking. Hear our text again. Solid food belongs to those who are of full age. That is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. By reason of use. That is why the Apostle Paul, for example, urged Timothy, study, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker that needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Paul realized that we are not sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. He knew with the psalmist that God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. He did not want to be one of those whom God condemns. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. He did not want to be one of them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Paul knew and preached Christ crucified. Paul knew and preached, as we heard in today's gospel, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And Paul did not want to be like some who have a zeal for God but not according to knowledge. As he writes in Romans, for they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. To be truly a follower of our Lord, to know the truth, to be set free from Satan, sin, death, and hell, a child of God will continue in the Lord's word, as Jesus urged us to do. A child of God will treasure the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make him wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. A child of God will gratefully recognize that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, that all Scripture is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. And part of that good work is not only to make disciples and to baptize, but to teach all things the Lord commanded. How can you teach all things without first having learned them? Because other sources of knowledge and so-called wisdom are often preferred to the word of righteousness, many people today, including some theologians, are developing an eclectic religion. Pious platitudes gathered from all over. It reminds me of something I heard recently, that a Buddhist gathering somewhere began its liturgical happenings with a procession of children singing, "Buddha loves me, this I know." I can't for the life of me figure out what the second line would be. It certainly was not, "For the Bible tells me so." My friends, spiritual exercise develops spiritual muscles, develops the discernment of what is good and what is not good, develops spiritual maturity by reason of use of God's word. How else can we teach others unless we know? How else can we bear the fruits of faith unless we are nourished by the Spirit of God through his word? Our God is the fountain of living waters. Do not die of thirst. Do not teach or preach a parched word to others, but rather declare the full counsel of God. Recall Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Remember also the commitment of the hymn we just sang. My heart's delight, my crown most bright, O Christ, my joy forever. Not wealth, nor pride, nor fortune's tide our bonds of love shall sever. You are my Lord. Your precious word shall guide my way and help me stay forever in your presence. God grant this commitment to each of us. In Jesus' name, amen.